Maintenant, 14 octobre, 7h et 3. Ça bienvenue à tout le monde pour la rencontre publique. Sur les octobre 3, ça nous sert à oui. Oui. Okay. So I welcome everyone for attending the public middle school meeting. Donc là, on fait l'ouverture de la séance. On fait des courants de la réunion précédente.
Madame la mairesse, vous confirmez que Anne va se joindre
Bon, je vais juste le dire avant.
Anne, est-ce que vous pouvez nous entendre?
Oui, je vous entends très bien. Vous m'entendez, vous?
Parfait, merci.
Merci.
Bon. Là, j'avais sorti un appel à tout le monde concernant un laptop pour une de nos seniors, nos citoyens seniors. Et puis, je suis heureuse de dire qu'il y a eu un don de M. Jean Salisbury, Sarah Cheswa, qui ont donné un don d'un laptop pour un de nos citoyens seniors. So, the last meeting, I put out a call asking people if they know anyone to provide a laptop for a senior citizen in our community. And Mr. Jean Salisbury and Sarah Cheswa were very nice to donate a laptop to the citizen in particular. And I received an email from Tara Wakeling letting me know that they were doing the donation. So, and she was very appreciative when I brought it to her. So there's been quite a few meetings up. A lot of committee meetings getting prepared for 2022, and nothing concrete. It was all projects to be worked on. I did attend a meeting in Mesham regarding the Wakefield Hospital, and it was put on by, it's actually the CISO that came, did a presentation about the new construction that they would like to see happen in town for a new university hospital. And they, just a moment. So basically what they're looking at is a hospital the size of, it's almost like a copy paste of the Shim in Montreal. Super, super big. And
where
but
where?
You know. So there was a lot of people that made some remarks in regards to their actual plan, which is 300 and some page document, doesn't take into consideration how it will affect the Gatineau Memorial Hospital in Wakefield. There's a lot of issues. So we're going to pass a resolution tonight in support of the people that took the time to go through the document and make up another document. It was 20 some pages, but also it's very specific in the resolution. A lot of the municipalities are passing it, and it's to ensure that the CISO keeps communication lines open with all of the MRCs, the municipalities, and so on, to before they make any major decisions. So there's that. I did deposit my activity report to Mrs. Owens. Then there was Bell Mobility, who sent a general letter to all the municipalities that are affected with the high-speed internet installation. So basically what they're telling us is that they have work to do, like pruning trees and whatnot, and taking inventory, and they feel that they're under a lot of pressure to be able to install the fiber to the home before the end of next year. But anyways, they said to be patient, they're doing their best. Je vais juste revenir aux les documents pour que, la rencontre que j'ai eue en la semaine passée à ma chambre concernant le CISO. Ça concerne l'hôpital que le CISO veut. Ça fait partie du plan clinique que CISO a fait une présentation de la sorte d'hôpital qu'ils veulent construire à Elmer. C'est en fait, ils disent Elmer, mais le site comme tel n'a pas été choisi encore. Fait que là, d'après ce qu'ils nous disent, avec juste un exemple, 20 chambres d'opération. Fait que ça m'a tout de suite fait un... C'est vraiment un copier-coller du CHUM à Montréal. C'est immense que ce qu'ils parlent de construire. Mais là, c'est que les citoyens là, à ma chambre, c'est sûr que des collines avec l'hôpital de Wakefield, ils veulent savoir comment ça va. Il n'y a rien dans leur plan clinique qui dit comment ça va affecter l'hôpital de Wakefield. Donc, pour les citoyens, puis comme j'étais là aussi, le but de tout ça, c'est on ne veut pas perdre nos services. C'est-à-dire qu'on veut que les services soient augmentés. Et puis, c'est sur le personnel hôpital est très, très important pour tous ceux au sud. Bien, je veux dire, incluant les collines, mais il y a plusieurs municipalités dans notre bord, même jusqu'à Gracefield. Il y a des gens qui vont là. Fait que, c'est ça. Donc, on va passer une résolution ce soir là-dessus pour supporter notre côté. Donc, je pense que c'est tout pour le moment. Adoption de l'ordre du jour de la séance de ce soir. So, adoption of the agenda for this evening. Il y a des changements du jour. En administration, numéro 1-11 va être une demande de prix. Je ne sais pas comment dire ça en français.
Une demande de prix de jury comptabilité.
Jury comptabilité?
Oui.
Fait qu'on demande à la DG d'aller chercher des prix pour ça. So, on 1-11, in administration, we want prices for a forensic audit for 10 years.
Can I just ask you a start?
Yeah.
Following their recommendations.
So to give permission to, or ask the DG to go and get the prices that we need for that. Also, on deux sécurité publique, on a juste numéro 3, formation de pompiers. So on 3 will be training for firefighters.
Oui. Deux par quatre, attention aux antennes. Le village de
Attention. peux te mentionner quoi?
Environment number three, we talked about it, our guys are going to haul the garbage truck around and load it themselves. So you can take that
can
one
take
off.
Take it off.
Okay. Our
driver. We're taking that one.
Yes.
So number 4-3 is being taken off the agenda.
Sorry, who proposed?
Bien joué, Joanne Meillé.
Oui. Avec les changements proposés.
Maureen Wright?
Yes.
Anne Dillon?
Oui.
Luc Dillon?
Oui.
Pierre Robert?
Yes.
On va à adoption du procès verbal des séances ordinaires du 14 septembre. So, adoption of the minutes of the meeting on September 14.
Je propose.
Une seconde.
Donc, Bartolomé Meillé.
Oui.
Maureen Wright.
Yes.
Anne Dillon.
Oui.
Luc Dillon.
Oui.
Pierre Robert.
Yes.
Oui. Dépôt de rapport au comité d'administration. Je l'ai déjà.
On va dire une réunion. We didn't have an official meeting. We've exchanged a lot of emails, but a lot of phone calls. Yeah.
But we don't, okay. We didn't have a
system.
Okay. c'est dépôt du rapport, OK. Acceptation des comptes à payer du 22 août 2021 au 21 septembre 2021.
Je propose.
Attends, avant que tu fasses ça, je vais te dire le montant. C'est beau. $164,723.31
for the.
Ça, c'est 163.31 pour les factures à payer. Ensuite de ça, les incompressibles arrivent à $4,773.27 pour un total de $179,496.57. En plus, les assurances, le vino, services informatiques, Western. C'est-à-dire la mensualité pour le Western Star 2018, les bails attachés, des jardins sécures, mensualité, en tout cas, c'est $19,105.40, salaire du 29 août au 11 septembre, $13,664.25, total de $202,266.22. Bills to be paid, total $164,723.31, with the reoccurring bills with an amount to $4,773.27. And then you have a direct payment for insurance, the renewal, the Western Star, the 2018 Western Star, Hitachi Capital for another loan. Well, these are all the loans.
The
yeah. So, total $19,105.40 with salaries covering the period of 29th of August to 11th of September, $13,664.25 for grand total $202,266.22.
Right.
So?
Oui, je propose.
No second.
Je vote, Joanne Meillé.
Oui.
Maureen Wright.
Yes.
Anne Dillon.
Oui.
Luc Dillon.
Non.
Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. OK. Assistance à la comptabilité. So, accounting assistance. Fait que on est donc pour arriver à oui, on avait besoin d'un soutien supplémentaire pour avancer dans les dossiers de comptabilité. Il y a plusieurs dossiers. Donc, on a engagé Véronique Denis. C'est pas Denis, c'est Donnie.
Donnie. Yeah. I just made the correction.
Okay. Pour un maximum de 100 heures à 50 $ de l'heure. So we've hired.
No.
It's a contract. So we needed additional support.
You're going to make sure she's not on the payroll? Was the last time we did this? A few years ago with the inspector, he wasn't supposed to be on the payroll and he was?
She's not. Additional support to move forward in multiple accounting files. So we needed the extra support and the expertise of having PG Solution as well. So the name is Véronique Delany, and she's hired for 100 hours at $50 an hour.
She's going to do the accounts renditions due for the ASDAX?
Yeah. So, j'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je propose.
S'appuyer par.
Anne.
Le vote, Joanne Lely.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Anne Bélin.
Oui.
Lydie Vierge.
Oui.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Centre intégré de santé et de services sociaux du Québec réserve sur le plan public. We have Outaouais Integrated Health and Social Services Center Clinical Plan.
Basically, Carol is asking that formal consultation happen throughout the Outaouais in both languages.
Yeah, they did. It says right here. C'est ça. Des représentants de communautés francophones et anglophones. It's in the resolution.
In both.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Lely.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yeah.
Anne Bélin.
Anne
Bélin.
Oui.
Lydia.
Oui.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Révision financement électro-cadreuse. So the overhaul of backhoe financing. Since the backhoe was purchased, the actual financing, because it was just delivered recently, the purchase was done back in June or July.
July.
Anyway, since then the financing percentage has changed, which would bring the amount.
It increases by $1,112.16 over 7 years, so $13 a month.
So $13. 27 cents per month.
Okay.
There was delays.
24. Yeah. 13. C'est le refinancement. C'est-à-dire qu'il y a eu un changement dans le taux pourcentage. Donc, sur 7 ans, ça coûte $1,112.16. Donc, $13.24 par mois.
On peut rajouter que cette résolution-ci abolit la résolution initiale pour pas que.
Pour le financement.
Pour le financement.
Pour le pourcentage.
Merci.
C'est le document?
Yeah.
Le vote, Joanne Lely?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Andy Hill?
Oui.
Which,
yeah. Wait. It's important to say this happened because of delivery delays on the machine.
Yeah.
In 2017, the same thing happened with the 2018 Western Star Truck. Unfortunately, it happens.
Fait que là, numéro 11, c'est la demande de prix pour faire un jury comptabilité de 10 ans. So So this would be to go back 10 years, do a price, well, get a price for the forensic audit for 10 years.
That was a recommendation, Carol, from the SU following the findings of the fraud. They recommend that we go back at least 10 years.
Right.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Okay, so that's, you're taking note of that, Joanne, because I don't have any
more. I got it.
Thank you.
What?
So I have Maureen and Joanne, and then
okay, Dominique. C'est ça. Fait que le vote, Joanne Mailly.
Oui.
Maureen Wright.
Yes.
Anne Bénin.
Oui.
Luc Vierge.
Oui.
Jean Robert. Yes. Et puis moi aussi, je dis. Fait que aussi, des questions pour l'administration? Are there any questions for administration? Yes, sir.
At most meetings, Mayor, you mentioned that you attend a lot of meetings. And there are many decisions that you make with your colleagues at the MRC that we don't find out. I do because I read the minutes. I'd also be concerned that it doesn't seem to be a concern of councillors that you don't report was on there. I'll give you two examples.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Connell, do you have a question, please?
Yeah. You approved the cost of the new Tourist Bureau building here in the village. Yet the minutes of the meeting don't tell the reader what the cost is. This causes a reader like me to raise a question. To access the information, I have to find out what it was because I don't find out here either. And then I get a mise en demeure saying, we don't like to ask questions. But can you tell us, please, what the
cost is? I don't have the cost in front of me right now, but it's all paid by a grant.
It's taxpayers' money. You can't tell us what the cost is, like, is it $100,000?
But it's not.
No, it's not municipal costs. I don't understand your question.
The point because you're trying to make here, Carol, is that even though the MRC is going to build it, somebody pays the MRC. Us. Right, Steve?
Absolutely.
That's the point he's trying to make.
You
know, we have hospital problems. We have CLSC problems. And this number for tourist bureaus is buried. You don't even want to talk about it. And you tell us you don't know what that number is, or you can't approximate it. That's not believable. You know what that number is.
Approximately?
Yeah.
800,000.
Well, that's good enough for me tonight. Jogging.
That's approximate. It's around that. Yeah. I know it's the 800.
Why wouldn't you tell people that started the meeting?
The bid's closed on that door, didn't it?
Yeah, they selected the contractor.
So we should have an exact amount.
But it's not even on the
iPhone.
The second question I have. Well, first of all, we should find out about that through yourself, Mayor. The public should. It affects low. Secondly, you approved a communication plan at the MRC for a composting program 2 weeks ago. When you asked your colleagues up there, is it going to also accommodate, out of courtesy, your English citizens by being bilingual? What response did you get?
They are trying to make more efforts on making documentation bilingual because we've been pushing it, not just myself, but other mayors as well.
That's not my question on this particular issue that you voted on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going in a circle. What did you bring up?
That we wanted it to be bilingual.
Okay, that's
different. Exactly what it's, okay.
No, it wasn't exactly. You said we've been trying to do.
No, we have been pushing. Every time they bring up some documentation that has to go to the citizens, we've always specified that we wanted it to be bilingual because we have a higher percentage of English-speaking citizens than we do Francophone, but still, it doesn't, that shouldn't matter. What should matter is that they do provide a service to the bilingual population.
Absolutely. So the response wasn't favorable, then, that's what you're telling us.
Well, it's starting to soften up. I know.
Can we pass a resolution on that, asking them to get that paperwork done in English? Is that going to make any difference at all? We've been asking for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Council before us asked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it wouldn't hurt.
I think we should do it. It can't hurt.
Yeah. No, it won't hurt.
We'll add it to
what's in the guest
office.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'd appreciate it if you make an effort to tell us what's going on up there with decisions that relate to us. You gave two good answers tonight, but we have to pull them out of this. Going back 10 years on a forensic audit, have you been able to understand what the problem was, and have you taken action to ensure that it wouldn't happen again? Right now, yes. In the office, there's been some steps that have been taken, yes, to prevent that from happening again.
Okay.
The way the deposits are made, the way the money's handled has all been changed, approved.
Good.
Municipal Affairs looked into it. The SQ looked into it. And the SQ, they didn't want this audit. The SQ wanted us to hold off until that file was on its way, which it is now. So that's why, obviously, we're not going to make the decision whether we're going to go ahead and do this. The other council will. But at least they're going to have numbers to look at in good time.
Last question. Every now and then you say no to the approval of the bill. You probably have good reason to do that. But it's never explained to us, just no.
Yes, there's bill in there that they don't approve.
Which ones?
Like tonight there, there's Herb Baptist there. I asked for a change here, I never see it. For me there, you don't spend money there, you don't receive what you ask for.
Good for you. Have you discussed that with your colleagues?
Yes, I did.
I just appreciated more open for us to understand, because I sympathize with them.
Are there any more questions?
Yes, Andre, you've got a question.
Yes, it's been actually a year that I've been here, and the last time was for the land use development plan. And so I'd like to know what's going on.
I'm sorry, we're asking questions.
It's a really simple question, Andre. It's at the deposit stage. Well, the one that the MRC sent to Quebec City was rejected.
It was rejected, okay.
Rejected. Now they're back at it, like for the second version of the draft, the second draft. Our plan is at the deposit stage.
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks, the new council will be able to deposit.
So it was rejected.
Up there?
Well, if it was rejected,
it wasn't rejected as a whole document. There was just certain things that they wanted modified before sending it.
Mostly,
and that was a MMF. Now it's gone through and it's in Quebec now.
Sorry, I misunderstood what you said there. It was what
for the MRC plan.
Yes, the land use development plan.
Yes.
Yes. What was rejected? The zoning or
no, it was just very minor stuff. It was not the zoning at all. And then it was brought to the attention, and then they did the modifications that the Mamash was requesting.
What are they?
I don't off just off the top of my head. You're talking about a couple months ago now. I just exactly know. I don't know.
A lot of it was like usages, like added on to zoning.
Exactly. Usages on zoning, right?
It wasn't the zoning itself, it was usages like agritourism and stuff like that.
Exactly. Very, very crucial. Speaking of Herba Plus, where are we at with that? Where's our plan? And why? And then again, I'm going to bring up the point, why do we have to propose a plan when MRC's already proposed a plan to the province, where our plan will not make a bloody difference?
Every municipality has to change their plan to be
compatible or more strict than
more submissive to the MRC plan, you mean? More compatible.
Yeah, yeah. We have
more submissive to
follow.
The MRC
we can't
plan.
Go below. Yeah. We can go up, but we can't go below.
We can go up. on determining what zones we prefer and what usages we prefer?
No, I'm just saying that if a municipality wants to size, I don't know, to make
chicken in the urban perimeter.
Right.
We could.
You're using that as a hypothetical, right? I hope a chicken in the urban perimeter.
If you're using chickens as an example, I'm just saying, if you use chickens as an example, to say there's some people that, I don't know, have chickens in the urban area. They're allowed so many. Well, according to the, well, just say, this is just a theoretical example.
Right.
If they say you're allowed five chickens, we could turn around and say, or you could say that you wanted
only three. Yeah, we can't say 10.
Shoreline protection, do Andrea Lake.
Well, if you want a hotel in an agricultural zone, you can say no. You can have a motel instead of a hotel in an agricultural zone. Is that the power you have as a municipality? Is that the power you have as a municipality to propose on our MRC?
No.
No. But you could propose three chickens instead of five chickens.
No, I just use that as a theoretical example.
No, but I know.
There's just
the shoreline too.
So, when's the next consultation?
For the MRC or for us?
Well, for the MRC and then the urban plan. When is that coming out?
So, well, the urban plan for Lowe will wait till the next group of councillors, because we're going into elections, so we couldn't deposit it and then start a public consultation when we couldn't sit at this table. So we'll have to wait till November.
So it's been going on 2 years. Why?
The zoning, it was back and forth. It was a discussion with the firm, with the MRC. And the last time we were almost there, the MRC had their go for theirs. So we had to redo ours to follow their zoning.
But keep in mind, Andre, it's not just the MRC. Whoever we hired to do this for our urban plan, they also have to go through all the laws for every government department, let it be environment, it could be any, all, and there's a list, believe me, a long list that they have to confer with and check out their minimum standards and whatnot to add into our new plan, because ours was pretty old. Was it 93?
Yeah.
So it really needed some updating, a lot of happened since then.
And let's put it that way, we requested some change here and we never had a word about it.
No, there was a lot of stuff too that was discussed. Like they had added early on, like you need a permit to cut a tree. You got a big tree in your driveway and it's going to fall on your house, and you'd have to come and get a permit to cut the tree. All stuff like that, that it was back and forth, and then they took it out, put it back in, took it out, put it back in. So all that stuff took time. A shoreline protection.
Yeah, but my point is that we never, as a municipality, as 17 municipalities, never had an input into them developing a plan for us. We've never had an input. Our plan is still not even ready yet.
Well, they did. They had public consultations for the MRC.
Yeah, for their plan.
Yes.
For our plan.
But we have, we're not
just
yet.
Basically have.
We're not there yet.
That's the next step. The deposit, then it's public consultation for our plan.
Once theirs is approved, we have to follow theirs. You're right.
And they're not going to bend for us.
Well, depending on the request,
yeah,
they might Ben, but it's going to be project by project by project. You can't ask like rezoning all the municipality. They'll say no. But if there's a zone where you want to add
an activity
mm-hmm. like right here in the village, we added a triplex
right.
possibility. So if there's a zone where there's an activity that is missing, or they'll do project by project. They won't
they
say,
usually,
okay,
they usually don't.
Across the
board. The MRC, they did bend a little bit because they created the zone to do that. So there's a lot of farmland that's going to remain in farmland, but if it's not top-end farmland that's not being farmed, they're going to be able in specific zones to subdivide 50 acres of 5 acres of lot.
Right.
Some of the farms that have a lot of bushland, but it's still ag, well, you're going to be able to subdivide 5-acre chunks.
Right.
They did bend on that. So to say they didn't bend isn't fair. They did bend on some of that.
And also,
but that's, again, but that's early on. That wasn't supposed to be. So our plan had to be readjusted to
adapt to that. I hope they, okay, yeah, because that's what the PDZA.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like a good farm, like on Cahill Road, let's say, top A, class A of farmland, they'll never subdivide that. Mm-hmm. But the forestry, like at the back, he's got 100 acres of forestry. Mm-hmm. Well, some of that you will be able to subdivide.
Anyhow, yeah, well, yeah, it's just been a year that I've been waiting for this to be exposed again, and I haven't heard nothing, so that's why I asked the question. My other question would be, did you purchase the wharf up at on the hydro land?
No, we did not.
You did not?
Not yet.
We just got the paperwork last week for that, Andre.
Yes.
How much are they asking?
In the beginning, if I remember correctly, because it's quite a few months, it was around $23,000 for the three lots.
And how many acres is that?
I don't have the acreage right in front of me. Right,
yeah, but Carol, the latest proposition we got from Hydro didn't even list the price. Why it's on the agenda tonight. You're waiting on an answer back from them with the actual price.
Yeah, that's right.
They sent us a contract that we agree to purchase the land, but no
price on it.
So we're not going to commit to it.
Last Thursday, Joanne, you got that, baby? A week ago?
Realize if you do not purchase it, that it goes up on market, right?
Yes.
Very
okay,
good.
So if there are no other questions, we'll move
forward. Yeah, is this place ventilated?
Pretty cool in here.
No, I'm just,
ventilated.
No ventilation.
To suck up COVID.
No ventilation.
No ventilation. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Hang on a sec now. Lost my train of thought. Okay, so back to that, the CISO, the political reservations, like, what is that? Item 9. It's like, it just seemed like it was, like you kind of mumbled your way through, and I didn't get what that was.
Mumbled my way through.
Huh?
Wow.
I just didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, I know, I'm just trying to find the English version here.
In their plan, it doesn't specify the vocation of the Wakefield Hospital. Yeah. What's going to happen to that hospital? And you know, a couple of months ago, I don't know if you remember that Carol discussed about how they were thinking of maybe making
I'm
it
sorry, long-term. I drew a complete and utter blank on that. My apologies for that. No, that was completely me. I actually have a note, but it's off in some other corner. So my apologies.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. No,
we even did a motion before, make sure that the hospital doesn't close.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just in support of the 20-page.
I'll tell you what the resolution is reflecting. Okay, it says the author of the plan, which is the CISO, does not specify the future location of the Wakefield Hospital, the sustainability for the emergency room, either. A method of consultation with the committees at Udaway, the importance of increasing the autonomy and not the autonomy of the Kulin territory in terms of healthcare and services to the population. So it goes on in saying that the clinic plan for the Udaway must meet a demand and need for a growing population requiring growth needs in the health and social services. An aging democracy, demographics, an increase in human, physical, and technological resources to the same level as other similar administrative regions, retention and recruitment of resources, an update of the emergency room for the Wakefield Hospital to help meet needs of the UDO. Because keep in mind that also in the report, they mentioned that the Wakefield Hospital to commit to upgrade an emergency room in Wakefield Hospital, as it has done for the outlining hospitals in Shawville, Buckingham, and Maniwaki. So we want to keep our services and upgrade them as much as possible, especially, you know, after they got hard hit. About a month ago or so, when the emergencies closed downtown, it was unbelievable the amount of people that went to Wakefield. It was just crazy. Anyways,
so it's definitely a needed resource, and hopefully, so is this. Hopefully, the new hospital, when it eventually gets built, will be will complement as opposed to compete with.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what it is.
2020 audit. How's that? Have we heard anything about that?
Yeah. The auditors, unfortunately, we're not the only ones in the same situation, but because of COVID. Vacations and people, you know, they're having a shortage of staff and whatnot. It's actually been very painful to have to endure this kind of situation we're in. They are getting the audit done. As far as we know, we're not going to commit to saying there's a surplus or a deficit right now because they're still working on the file. We're hoping to have some unofficial news by the end of the week.
We have. We're some hoping. News. We're headed for a surplus.
Well, I didn't want to commit to it, but anyway.
We're not going to say numbers, but
no.
A decent surplus.
So, and they won't be depositing our financials during this mandate. It's going to be the new mandate in force when they do the presentation.
And one last question. When you go for the forensic audit, will there be sort of like when once they're hired, they come in, are they going to be specifically told what to look for? Or is it going to be an audit of the entire administrative financial?
Everything.
The resolution we passed tonight is to have our director general inquire about the pricing, and with that is going to give us a description of what's going to be done. So we don't even, I know we want everything, but I'm just saying it's going to include a list of everything that we want done. And then
I'm just asking if it's going to be a full front, like a full audit, or if it's going to be specifically looking for items.
No, it's going to be a full
with this, you know, with this case that's ongoing.
Full audit.
Okay. No, yeah, following the SQ recommendations.
Yes.
But question though, and with the audit and that it's for 10 years, the information management is it different in Quebec than it is for the Government of Canada? And Government of Canada financials and administrative files are kept 6 plus current fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and this is for 10 years. So I'm just wondering how that fits in and if the files.
You can get rid of the financial stuff.
Budgets and that are meant to be kept for an extended period of time. Yes. But I was just wondering about the other financial stuff, contracts.
To my knowledge, bills, it's 10 years. Well, it could be more than 10 years of financials. There are some documentation that doesn't need to be kept, like
contracts have to be kept too. Like we have stuff here from the 80s still that we still have.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I'm just saying that there's definitely, I know with federal government, it's 10 years. I mean, a big budget for the department and stuff like that will be kept for an extended, you know, 35 plus years, but for regular, it's just curious.
We've been talking about doing this for 3 years now. And then we had the first year, we didn't do anything about it. Then the SQ asked to wait. Then they proposed, they actually asked us to do it. So that's where we're at now.
But we needed to wait till the accusation was official.
That's great. Okay, thank you. So you put it, yes?
The land you're talking about buying from Hydro-Québec, where is that at the wharf?
It's around the wharf, yeah. There's 3 lots there.
Well, before you get started into that, you better check into what the law is on that. Because when I went through with the thing with the cottage lots on the river, I come to find out that Hydro-Québec can't sell any of that land. It's against the law. That they bought that land, Gatineau Power Company bought that land for flooding only, not to be used for recreational use. And I've seen that on a paper in Hull. And they're not supposed to be even selling it. They sell it, but until you go, if you get a really good notary, you're going to dig into that and you're going to find out that they can't sell it.
Mrs. Owens, could you take me?
So you better check that out before you start purchasing anything.
Okay, thank you.
Because I got into that, and they also flooded land they never paid for. So that's another problem that goes on. They flooded 5 acres of me that they never had paid for. And they got a survey to find that out.
All right. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any questions on admin? Non? Okay. Sécurité publique. Dépôt du rapport du comité de sécurité publique. So we're going to fire or public safety, tabling of the public safety committee report.
So Michelle's report is in French, so I'll translate it as we go. We've received the results from the practical exam for the firefighter one in their hazmat operations. The chief is proud to announce that all of the firefighters registered have successfully passed the course. Nous avons reçu les résultats de l'examen pratique du cours pompier 1 en matière dangereuse opération. Et je suis fière de vous annoncer que tous nos pompiers inscrits ont réussi leur cours. La formation pompier 1 se continue sur la section 2 de 3. Il devrait terminer en fin octobre et l'examen écrit en mi-novembre. La section 3 débutera aussitôt que nous aurons les résultats de cet examen. Nous sommes donc dans le temps et prévoyons terminer le cours au complet printemps 2022. Firefighter 1 is continuing. They're currently in section 2 of 3. Section 2 should be finishing around the end of October with their written exam in mid-November. Section 3 will be starting as soon as they get their results back. And they're forecasting finishing sometime in the spring of 2022. Une inspection du 6 Martindale a été faite avec l'inspecteur préventionniste Eric Lacaille. Il va nous fournir le rapport au début octobre, which I think we got today, right? So an inspection was done at 6 Martindale by the prevention inspector, Eric Lacaille, and it says that his report would come in the beginning of October, but we actually got it today. Les inspections des extincteurs ont toutes été faites et toutes sont en bon état. So all the fire extinguishers were checked and everything is in good working order. Les pompiers ont participé au bon fonctionnement de la course Terry Fox organisée par l'école Saint-Mike en aidant les participants à traverser la route 105 en toute sécurité. The firefighters helped with the Terry Fox run, which was organized by St. Mike's High School, by helping at the crossing of the 105, keeping everybody safe. Cameras were installed. And of course, the caméras ont été installées. Une rencontre du comité de sécurité a lieu. Plusieurs recommandations seront faites aux pompiers dans les prochaines semaines. So a safety committee meeting was held and several recommendations will be coming forward to the firefighters in the next week. On the call side, on September 5th, we had a fire at 6 Martindale. It was a kitchen fire, which also forced the evacuation is not the right word.
Well, we had some people with smoke inhalation.
No, but like it forced the closure of the building.
Yes, relocation.
Relocation. Thank you, Luke. And a medical call at the same address for smoke inhalation. And one firefighter was transported. So, le 5 septembre, un appel incendie au 6 chemin Martindale, un incendie puissant, a nécessité l'évacuation du bâtiment. Un appel médical à la même adresse pour. Inhalation, how you say it? Du fumée et d'un pompier qui a été transporté à l'hôpital.
The firefighter didn't actually get hurt at the fire. It was an underlying health condition that he had that he didn't know he had. So he just.
Which might have
been
bad.
Ended up in leg pains and whatnot. So we had him transported just to be safe, but it turns out that he's okay.
Yeah.
He's got medication to take now, but it's.
He's okay.
Issues he had that he didn't know.
On 14th of September, we had an assistance call from the police on Chemin Principal. So on the 25th of September, we had a medical call on River Road for an electrocution. Ça fait qu'on a aussi eu un appel pour l'assistance sécurité, Sûreté du Québec pour un assistance sur le Chemin Principal. Puis le 25, un appel pour les PR sur le chemin River pour une électrocution. That's it.
Thank you very much, Mme. Nous, on continue avec fin de probation et embauche permanente, capitaine, service sécurité incendie. So, end of probation and permanent hiring captain for fire safety.
By permanent, so Carol, it doesn't mean that he has a permanent.
No, job. It means the title. The title becomes permanent for Mr. Ryan Draper. For Mr. Ryan Draper.
Chair Pupples?
I'll second.
Le vote, Joanne Meillier.
Oui.
Green Rights.
I'm abstaining.
Anne Begin.
Oui.
It's yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Donc là, on fait numéro 3, qui est formation des pompiers.
Just what we're going to do is we're going to apply for grant. Public security, there's grants available nowadays for the cost of the training, not the man time or not the traveling expenses or anything like that, but they do fund the cost of the inscription, so that's what the projection is for 2022.
Fait qu'on a pompier 1.
Four firefighters.
Trois pompiers pour le programme Montapont.
That's the pumper course, three firefighters.
Trois pompiers pour le programme des incarcérations.
Extrication, three firefighters, but now the way the program is made, you need extrication to do the officer course. Ah. So that's why we have to do extrication, even though we don't have jobs.
Deux pompiers pour le programme officier.
That's non-urban officer for 5,000, for a town of 5,000 residents and less.
Okay, so c'est en moins.
Because there's three programs. There's a non-urban officer, there's officer one, officer two. Mm-hmm. The size that we are here, we need non-urban officer.
Okay.
Je propose.
Yes, sir. And that's a projection. Doesn't mean all those people are going to do the course, but we're going to ask. We'll be prepared.
Okay. Fait que votre c'est prêt, Jean Maillot.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Oh, thank you.
Anne Bégin.
Oui.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Saint-Robert.
Yeah,
oh, okay. And I agree as well. The vote is in. Est-ce que pour ici, est-ce qu'il y a des questions?
Oui, j'ai une question pour conseiller Rice. Est-ce qu'il y a eu un communiqué de presse qui a été envoyé pour les premiers répondants qui avaient tous été vaccinés?
Non.
Non.
Je crois que ça n'a pas été fait. La population devrait savoir que nos premiers répondants ont tous été vaccinés. Non?
Ça n'a jamais été apporté à la
table. Non, on est privacy.
Yeah,
but so we talked about it at the fire hall. Some of the guys didn't. Some of the guys went, didn't want to go, but they went anyways.
Yeah.
It's a privacy thing, right?
No, but people.
No, I know. I agree with you 100%. Some of the guys were kind of eager at that idea.
So easy to send a communicate here. You got the population of them.
Yeah, privacy.
Can we move into that one?
Yeah, sure.
Bon, s'il y a pas d'autres questions, pour no questions, we'll move on to public works, travaux publics. Est-ce qu'on a un rapport?
Can I do it all in English, or do you have to repeat it in French, or is it English okay? So the guys are finishing up there on the gas tax work. There's one job left. They're not quite done on Martindale yet. Should be done next week, hopefully. With all the rain we got, the roads are pretty rough. Lots of potholes. The grader is grading this week. We hope to get another week of grading in before we start spreading gravel again. But McDonald Road was completed last week. Field Hill Road was completed last week. And the new back road in. Finally. And they found leaks in Field Hill. One was fixed today, a major leak. So we hope that the problematic in Field Hill running out of water is going to be solved with those leaks.
Mm-hmm. One more to fix, though.
Yeah, there's one more to fix, yeah. The big one was fixed today, but there's one left. And it's already a big improvement, like on the system there, it's a big, big improvement. Today was the first time in 5 years that the distribution pumps actually shut off. They're still off. So like it was, it's a big thing. It's Cobra Distribution that did the leak detection. Mm-hmm. They had the specialized equipment, sonar, supersonic, whatever you call it there. But it worked real good. The guy found the leaks and he told him exactly where the leak was. So it was good.
Less than 2 hours work.
Yeah. And that's where we're at.
Okay. Merci. Thank you. La prochaine, prise en charge de l'entretien du déneigement du chemin promenade du Soleil. So, support for the maintenance of snow removal or snow plowing on Promenade du Soleil Road in East Valley Road.
So is it just the snow removal or
yeah.
We're taking
no.
Back the road?
The snow.
Déneigement, sablage et nivelage.
Okay.
So we're taking the road over. The road is going to belong to the municipality of Lowland?
Not yet. Not yet. Just
we're just doing that for now because I don't know. Ce sont les enjeux qui rentrent dedans avec.
On est. Parce que c'est. Combien est-ce qu'ils vont nous donner pour ça? C'est
quoi ta question? Oui.
If we're going to do that and not charge them, we should take the road over. Mm-hmm. A lot of taxes in there. People pay a lot of money in there.
That's right.
And we should make sure that the garbage truck goes in there as well. Yeah, we can't be plowing that road, Carol, and the people have to cart their garbage bins up to the highway.
That's a different subject from
it's still a service.
No, it's not. If we're going to maintain the road, we should take it over. The road is up to municipal specs right now. They did all the work that we asked. It's up to municipal specs. One of the better roads we have, actually.
So do you want to push that back on Thursday? Because right now,
for the winter, before the snow falls, they want to know if we're going to do it or not. As far as the garbage is concerned,
right now I think they're in election too. I don't think we can take the road, or the road can be transferred to us in time for the beginning of the snow.
No.
If we're not going to take the road over, I don't agree with competing with a contractor. You know, we got some guys that are making a living and they're working.
That's right.
If we take the road and it's our road, then we can add it to our circuit, or Mr. LeGros will do it, or we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're going to be cutting somebody's throat by taking this road over. This is the problem. Okay.
Then do you want to push it until Thursday to see if there's something we can do about it?
I agree with taking the road over because it meets municipal standard. And Mr. Houston is also opening up more lots, so it's going to generate even more money.
That's the second stage of this development.
Yes. So if there's a road to take over, that's the one. But I think that instead of just doing the plowing and the grading, we should take the road. Then we'll be able to service the citizens and do the garden.
Eventually, yes, I agree with you, but it can't be done just, I mean, right now, they're relying on us to do the snow plowing, right? By the time it gets to doing the grading of the road, which is going to be next season, a few seasons away, at that point in time, I'm sure we'll have some kind of a...
But we can't...
What do you think?
Get that to the contractor.
Well, you always say no. No, it's true.
Somebody's got it.
No, it's true. But I mean, like somebody just said, there's pretty high taxpayers in there and they pay for all the services.
But it holds
it. No, I agree 100% that we should take the road over. I just don't agree with us doing the plowing on a road that doesn't belong to us.
That's right.
We just open that door wide open, and every public road and Lowe's are going to be in line. Everybody's going to want their public road.
That's right.
Because there is roads around here that are public and that we don't own. We didn't talk about it. We had the same discussion we've had over and over again. And it comes back every year.
No, because you said you were supporting this.
I thought we were taking the road over.
No.
So can we try to get some answers and push it until Thursday?
That's fine. I don't care if you want to do that, but
I don't understand, Carol, why we're back at this stage again, because last year we said if they would put the road up to the standards like we asked them to, we would take the road.
But they did.
Then why are we not taking the road over?
No, I don't know.
This is the problem.
You said you didn't want municipality, and I remember you saying.
No, I said I wanted to take the road over.
No.
Last year we weren't going to plow the road because we didn't own it and it wasn't up to code.
Okay.
This, yes, it was. This summer we did some work. We didn't do it. They did it.
No.
We were supposed to take the road over. That's what we discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to take the road over. We agreed eventually, that there was big taxpayers yes. in there. But we didn't know Tom was going to review another state, but now he is, even better. But we can't be plowing on a road that doesn't belong to us. I thought we were taking the road over.
Which is what we've been talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So you want to push forward?
Well, we can do that or we can vote on it, Carol, whatever you want.
No, if you push it forward, you want it, you want more information, right? Well,
yes.
That's what we'll do. We'll get more information. As to taking it over, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That road is up to code, and that's if there's a road to take over and load, that would be the one.
All right.
And then we'll be able to offer garbage collection door to door and all that stuff in there as well.
That's fine.
But that was the MRC plan anyways. When they expropriate that road, expropriated that road, they were supposed to give it back to the municipality once the road work was done.
Right. Just a question
of timing.
Résultat appel d'offres sur invitation creusage de fosses en placement des ponceaux ou transport de gravier et poussière entre 152 et 280 sur les So we results for a call for tender or invitation to dig ditches, replacement of culverts and transport of gravel and dust between 152 and 280 Martindale Road. So this work is...
Bids were sent out to Elvis Cross, O'Connor's, and Ray Thompson Drive.
Mm-hmm. So, and there was three people who were invited to bid, and the only bidder was the successful bidder is Ronald O'Connor. Construction, and this work is on the 2021 tech. Donc, les soumissions pour ces ouvrages-là vont aller sur la tech de 2021. Le gagnant, il y a eu trois invitations de soumission. Monsieur Elvis Cross, Ronald O'Connor et Ray Thompson, et Monsieur Ronald O'Connor Construction est le seul soumissionnaire qui a déposé. Donc, c'est un montant de 29 100 $. Sans taxes, 33 457 et 73 avec taxes. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Mais ça va aller.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanie.
Oui.
Oui, Marie.
Yes.
Andy.
Oui.
Étienne.
Oui.
Excusez, Justin Robert, Christian.
Maybe some asphalt broken up to where it's real bad there past Mr. Ramsey's pit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spot there where there's trees going through the road and stuff. The asphalt there is actually going to get broken off.
Thank you. I think it says post.
Oh, there's something coming through the road.
Yeah, it's
post for trees, but there's something there that's going to get taken in.
Okay.
Carol, did you accept that?
Les deux pancartes de signalisation pour attention à nos enfants et le chemin Fieldville. So the two signs, attention for our children in Fieldville. So on a deux, Justin. Donc, s'il vous plaît, Madame Morin, prendre le vote.
Oui.
Donc, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Anne Bélin.
Oui.
Louis Vierge.
Oui.
Cher Robert,
yes.
Puis moi j'ai dit oui.
Madame la directrice générale, j'ai juste à contacter M. Ledoux pour dire exactement ce que les paquets doivent aller. Là, j'ai fait des oubliés.
Quand il était avec Pancarte, là, le chemin du saut, là, où ils se font rire, là, deux fois, il va possible arriver là, moi, puis bien la misère à relayer. Il y avait une auto qui stationnait là.
On peut faire installer des pancartes de pas de stationnement.
Yeah. Ben, c'est maximum. Au début de toute la municipalité de No Parking Zone. Fait que si vous voyez ça, M. Legault, là, vous êtes juste appelé la Sûreté du Québec.
Ouais, mais moi, je suis obligé de reculer 1,5 mille pour que je réponde à
Si vous apercevez que c'est permanent, ce char-là, le contacter sur Petit Québec, il n'y a pas de votre parking permis.
Can we get a sign made? No one get a sign put
there? Ça prend tout pour rire quand il n'y a rien dedans.
Ça, c'est des mois d'hiver.
Ouais. C'est taille pendant l'eau à l'été.
L'hiver, quand il y a encore en plus, là, on en fait un bon français, on dit on se colle pas mal.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the question for the board. Are there any questions for public works?
Just quick, just the thing that we took out there for the problematic areas for waste accumulation. We're gonna we had discussed maybe hiring Amy Fleury to come by and pick up like a large article and whatnot, but we're gonna have our guys just go and throw it in the back of our garbage truck that we have, dental truck. It's gonna be cheaper to do that than it is to rent the truck and pay a crew to do it. They're not picking it up, so we're going to pick it up ourselves and throw it in the truck, and it's going to get taken away.
So there was
Mr.
Angus?
Yeah, I'm just a little confused with that contract to O'Connor's. Was O'Connor's the only one that bid?
Yes.
So the other two didn't submit a bid?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
They were invited to, and
neither one did.
I agree with your thinking on the Riviera du Soleil in terms of we don't own it. It's the MRC's job to do the job. There was only one house on the property. You wouldn't take the road. You wouldn't take the road. Have you done an analysis of the numbers as to when is the optimal time in terms of the taxes coming in to take over the road?
That has not been done.
No.
If we compare it to Schmeidlerie, it's 4.5 kilometers for 5-6 houses.
Over
there?
No.
No,
no. Okay, that's all.
Yeah. And that was taken over, but no, there was no actual cost analysis done.
Yeah, well, the past is the past. I'm not saying it shouldn't be taken over, sometimes it should. And remember, let's say there's 10 houses, they're paying $3,000 each. That's $30,000. But very little of that. Most of that goes to help pay for the roads, all the other roads,
yes.
And all the other costs for municipality. So I'm just advising you to give some thought to looking at the numbers rather than the motion.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Who's going to plow it this year then?
Pardon me?
Who's going to plow it this year then?
Well, we're going to get more information before we make a decision.
Yeah, but you
like
said,
we said a while ago.
You said you either have to take the road over, and you just said that that's not going to happen.
It won't happen just in a couple of days.
So who's it's responsible for anything that happens in there?
We're going to get more information, Mr. Hickey, before we can make a decision. We need to have backup information as to what the procedure is going to be.
Start plowing private roads.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
We just talked about it there. It's not going to happen.
No.
Well, I don't seem to know what you're going to do. And nobody says anything. You're just, well, I'm going to take it over. I'm not going to take it over.
We just talked about this. Unless we take the road over, it becomes municipal. It's not going to get plowed by
us. So if we can't take it over before winter, it's going to have to be
a contract.
So
the RC is going to do it.
Oh, well, that's all I asked. She's plowing it.
Yeah, that's what it'll come down to.
Just a contract
or us, because we're not supposed to be plowing private roads. And if anything ever happens in there with our truck, well, you know the trouble you'll be in today.
Yeah, I agree, Floyd.
You were saying that it meets all the municipal standards.
Yeah.
By who approves it?
Well, it was that job down there, that road, whenever it was put up the code, it was done by the MRC's engineering firm. So they built that road, like the base of the road, the width of the road, the turnarounds were all done to MTQ specs. If we would build a new municipal road, obviously anybody that travels low, it's easy to see some of our roads don't need MTQ specs. But any new road that would be built like Schmeidlerie, they meet the basic MTQ specs. That's our municipal specs. That's what we would base them off of. That road down there, it was built to that code. But that was done when it was Excavatech that did the work for the MRC when they put the linear park through 2-3 years ago.
three, probably. Let's see.
A bit more.
Maybe three, four.
Yeah.
But it was Excavatech, a big contractor from Milwaukee that did that work.
Okay, because I know one time there that there was a part of that road used to wash out every spring.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it washed out 3 years ago. They had to put a bigger culvert. When the first time they asked us to take the road over, the problem was there was the signage. There was no signing, and there was no turnaround. So we asked them to put turnarounds, which they did this summer. But that took a year and a half before that got done. But like the culverts, it was all calculated for a 100-year flood. So the culverts that are in now theoretically meet the basic specs. You're talking about going in towards the pit there in that corner there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah, that was fixed up. But Excavatech did that work. Like it wasn't us or... But it was Excavatech did all that. But that's when they took over the road from Mr. Houston for the linear berm. And then there was the problem too at the entrance, which we found out last week that they actually owned to the entrance.
Yeah, it's not the best spot to be coming in and out.
Nope.
So no.
I hope there's not going to be a second road where the MTQ pit is, because that's going to be a serious problem. You've seen that laneway there that goes down just like coming out of that corner?
Yeah.
So I really, really hope that whatever's built in there is going to come out on the main road, because that's going to be a problem. But they have a laneway. The laneway is there. Unfortunately, we can't do anything to stop them from going out there. Just I hope that they're going to go out on that other road.
Yeah. Okay, so if there's no other questions for Public Works, we'll move on to environment. So on va aller en environnement, dépôt du rapport du comité.
On a eu quelques rencontres de comité, entre autres au sujet du puits à Pelleville, puis d'essayer de trouver des solutions. On a rencontré la firme Consulto avec le conseil, les conseillers qui étaient disponibles au moment où est-ce qu'on a rencontré Consulto. Après ça, on a organisé une rencontre citoyenne avec les experts de Consulto pour nous passer au travers des différentes informations qu'eux autres avaient relevées, puis qu'est-ce qui pourrait être fait en plus. Fait qu'il y avait leur cheminement, puis leurs suggestions de résolution de problèmes. On espère qu'on est dans bonne route pour régler une grosse majorité de ce qui se passe au puits de Philbert. Puis, on a reçu aussi les soumissions pour la cueillette d'ordures ménagères. So we did have a meeting with a specialist called Consulto for the Philville well. We had that amongst counselors that were available at that time. And then we met with the citizens that are affected by that well with Consulto with us when we met with them. We are in the midst of fixing the problem. Some of it is already fixed. Some is still to come. And we did have bids for the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Merci. Thank you. On continue avec octroi de contrat pour l'appel d'offres SEAO 152-1009, cueillette et transport des déchets domestiques, des matières organiques, des matières recyclables, des encombrants. So, contract award for the SEAO tender on 152-1009. Collection and transport of household waste, organic materials, recyclable materials, and bulky items.
We got two bids. Mm-hmm. Got Paul Raidales and Lacassio, Martin Wallone.
For a 5-year period, RLS. To do all what's involved, the total amount before.
For 5 years before taxes is $1,218,935.
Yeah.
That's for garbage and recycling.
Mm-hmm.
soumission A, les soumissions A sont avec le compost.
Okay, so that's 1,554,462.
That's tax included.
Yes, and just garbage and recycling is 1,178,493.75. That's RLS. Martin Lalonde, the location Martin Lalonde for everything is 1,854,753.75. And for garbage and recycling only 1,130,725.14.
Tous les services, c'est RLS qui est venu au moins cher.
Just for garbage, it was Martin Lalonde, it was cheaper.
So, je propose.
Martin Lalonde's bid just for garbage and recycling is really close if we factor in the large article that we had to pick up ourselves. All those costs, Martin Lalonde's bid was close to what we're paying right now.
Je vais seconder.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, dans le
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
For all three services, Carol?
Yeah.
Single.
Anne Bidin?
Oui.
Luc Thiel?
No.
Cher Robert?
$1 million is a lot of money for garbage pickup.
I agree.
Like we discussed a while ago, we're still not 100% sure about the composting. We still don't know. We still haven't gotten the polls of the residents. We know that it's about 50-50, but there's some people that are pretty passionate about it both ways. A new garbage truck will cost about $300,000 to buy, and we'd have to hire at least 2 employees to be on that truck. So big expenses there too. I don't know, pretty tough decision.
But you're creating employment too.
Yep.
Somebody from this municipality hopefully is going to get a job out of it.
Yep.
And
the problem is to get a truck. I guess we could probably find a used one to start.
Get workers too.
There's no way you're going to get your hands on a truck.
Not a brand new truck, that's for sure.
Unless you rent it or you buy used, which could be problematic.
Why don't you try and set it up for a year? That gives you some time to breathe. Like, why do we want to go 5 years? Yeah, but it doesn't matter if the cost is way more. If you get a guy and you go 5 years and he's no good, you're stuck with him for 5 years.
The problem why we went for 5 years is the
amortization?
Yes. It's hard to get a contractor to bid on a job for a year or two because they have to buy trucks most of the time to do this kind of work. So the longer the contract is, it's easier for them to pay off the equipment.
Yeah.
So by going with 5 years, you hope that you open up your doors to get more bids in. So we got two. At one point, we didn't think we were going to get more than one, but we actually did get two. So
you have one price for 1 year, you go have one.
What's that?
If you want the price for 1 year, we'll go give you a price for 1 year for the garbage. That's not changed too much, nothing for us.
No, okay. Well, we can do that too.
Yeah.
And just be from a contractor point of view, like it's easier when you have the longer the term is, the easier it is to.
Yeah, we already have the truck and everything to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Can we look into that, Joanne? I think you're the gentleman from RLS.
No, look, I'm not
okay.
So, how do we proceed?
How do we do that?
Well, if it's a year, you can go back and do an invitational tender.
So you're
pushing it till Thursday?
No, what you're going to do there is you're going to put out tree schedules. So those tree schedules are going to be within the $107,000 mark. So now you can ask for tree prices. You can do an invitational tender for a year.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
Three okay. schedules. So the same. A one year, and it's by invitation.
Yes.
And we include our two bidders.
Yes.
And how long does it have to be on?
15 days.
Does this actually go up on SOO, or is this by invitation?
Could put it on SOO just to be if you want to. Yes. But 15 days would be sufficient, and then be a good idea. Give us time to look for a truck and get this thing started and get it off the ground.
So next council will vote on.
Just the trucks are expensive. Eh? Like a good garbage truck is going to cost about $300,000. The guys, the benefits, all that stuff costs money, right? And the problematic a lot of times is to find people to work. Buying the truck is fine and dandy, but you need somebody in that to drive it.
And if somebody's sick, well, take your guys from roads to own that truck.
Everything goes up, right? Tires, fuel, cost of truck, manpower, like everything, it's everything's going up with COVID. Like we're not in a good time for anything.
So are we disregarding the vote?
What are we doing? Just gonna go about dates, puis après ça.
I think we go maybe for a year. Me, whenever I asked him for 5 years, it was to try to attract as much people as we could.
We have to, this vote is open, so we need to
close that one.
No.
We need to close this one.
No.
So you're saying that.
I'm
going to
close one post for
a
year. What are you talking about? What's that?
Is someone going to do composting too?
Well, there was two prices here. We'd ask for a price just for compost, like for just recycling and garbage, and we'd ask for a price for everything. But the survey hasn't been sent out yet, so all that stuff takes time. But the composting, we're going to have to do it at some point.
So that's not part of this 1 year thing.
Well, we probably would include it. I think, hey, Carol, you'd include that.
T'es pas obligé de voter en aucun temps. Je veux juste fermer ce vote-là. Fait que t'es pas passé.
Fait que là, c'est là, on fait une invitation.
Yeah, so we know what garbage is going to cost this much, recycling this much, compost.
Right.
And yeah, on a year term, then we'll have a good idea what compost is going to be like.
Is it going to save?
Yeah.
For just for clarification for this resolution.
It doesn't pass.
No, that okay. I know, but we need a new resolution that gives me the authority to go to tender for it. I just want to make sure I'm clear in terms of I'm asking for separate soumission pour le compost,
yes.
Pour le déchet incluant encombrant, and then the compost, yes. Like the recycling compost and garbage is separate.
Yes.
I think we already got the proposed and second. I need the vote. Ghislaine proposed.
I seconded.
Maureen seconded, but now we need the whole vote.
Okay. Joan Mayer.
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Anne Bélier?
Non.
Okay. Luc Thiers?
Oui.
Justin Robert?
Yes.
Fait que là, on s'attend que ces bides-là rentrent dans 15 jours, donc il y aura pas, on ne pourra pas siéger dans 15 jours. Puis notre contrat d'échec finit
le
6 décembre. OK.
La prochaine rencontre
de conseil, c'est le 15
novembre. C'est ça. Bon, on avance.
Bonne chance.
Numéro 3, on l'a enlevé de l'agenda. Numéro 4, en tant que ministère avec un crédit de l'âme, camion à ordures de siège. So number 3, we canceled off the agenda. Number 4, municipal agreement with the municipality dental garbage and recycling truck. So it is to me. Back in earlier on this year, then Holman had mentioned with their resolution that they were interested in keeping the truck. So we're passing a resolution tonight. On va commencer par l'entente également municipale, municipalité de Denholm pour l'enlèvement des ordures vient en échéance le 6 décembre. Donc là, le municipalité de Denholm a passé une résolution en mai 2021 souhaitant de garder le camion à ordures et le stage. Donc ce soir, les membres présents d'accepter la demande de Denholm de garder le camion à ordures selon les termes de l'article 12 de l'entente relative à l'enlèvement des ordures et le stage. So basically, we're passing a resolution and they will be paying the difference. La municipalité qui garde les équipements versera à l'autre municipalité le prêt-part de ce dernier, de ces dernières dans la valeur dépréciée de ses actifs qui sera accumulée à partir du coût total de leur achat. Aux fins de calcul de la valeur déprécié de ses actifs, il sera tenu compte d'une dépréciation annuelle de 15% du coût total de leur achat pour les cinq premières années et 5% pour les années subséquentes.
A lot of breakdowns with that truck, a lot of a lot of issues with it. Cost a ton of money to keep it going, even though it was a new truck. DPF problems, transmission problems.
Was automatic or standard?
Automatic. Yeah. It had a DD13 Detroit in it with an Allison 4500 in it. But a lot of sense, a lot of wiring problems and sensor problems. Not necessarily the transmission itself, but like wiring issues. Not shifting right. DPF, left them on the side of the road. I think it towed 3-4 times.
Freightliner, right?
Freightliner. Mm-hmm. It's still problematic today. It was built big. Like, it's not like the front end's falling out of it or anything. It's just the wiring issues. The compactor is good, but the horse is the problem.
So basically, we're passing a resolution to let them home know that they can keep their truck. And they will be reimbursing us a portion of the investment that we made.
You have that amount?
I don't have it in front of me. No.
You were talking around 65,000.
Yeah, that's
approximate, but it's not confirmed. Okay, fait que là, on continue. Pardon? Oh, oui, le vote pour la peine. Fait que là, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Le camion.
I'll second it, but I'm not happy that the amount they're paying us isn't included in the resolution.
The amount should have been there.
It can be put in?
Yeah, I'll propose it if it's added in.
The amount will be put in the resolution.
Nice to know the amount before we vote.
Yeah. And postpone it till Thursday.
I thought we had said, do we want it to wait until the mediation was over?
Que le camion ordure et soutrage demeure la propriété de l'hôpital de Denholm et verse le code-part de 64 402,46 $ à la municipalité de l'eau selon les termes de l'article 12 de l'entente.
Okay, so $64,402.
It's in the resolution. We have it in the back.
It's in the supporting documents.
Okay.
C'est dans votre paquet.
Ça
serait bien de vérifier leur qualité. Fait qu'on le voit pour ça, s'il vous plaît, Mme Maillet.
Non.
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 Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Anne Bédine.
Moi, je dis non parce que je comprends pas. Là, on regarde pour acheter un autre truck, puis là, il y en a un. Moi, je dis non. Regarde.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et moi, je dis oui aussi. Là, on arrive à la science technique pour test de fuite On est sur un terre, hein, Yohanna?
Yes.
Oui, OK. C'est ça, test de fuite, aqueduc, fluvial. Fait que ça, là, c'est engagé Cobra, solution Cobra pour faire la vérification des tuyauteries d'eau potable pour essayer de détecter les fuites.
The work was already done.
Yeah, no, it was done Friday, but we still have to pass the resolution. Yes. $1,950 plus tax.
Is that proposing? I'll second it. And that's also part of the CAP program?
Yeah, it's because the expenses will be going towards the tech. We put money aside for that. So it was to, we hired Cobra Distribution to find and detect where the water breaks were, or the leaks, which they were successful in finding. And the amount is $1,950 plus tax. So, j'ai besoin de proposer.
Oui.
Seconded. Oui. J'ai besoin de voir Joanne Lely.
Oui.
With Maureen Rice.
Yes.
And Bélian.
Oui.
With Zias.
Oui.
Jean Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui ici. Installation de Libimine, Aqueduc, Pinville. So, installation of, it's a flow meter for the Fieldville Aqueduct water system. So, we all agreed that this is something that needed to be, there is no flow meter, and it's absolutely necessary that we have one. So, the proposal.
Outgoing flow of the
water. Et aussi, c'est qu'ils ont besoin d'un débit main quand ils font le gros test une fois par année. Fait que ça va être installé, puis ils auront pu à en louer un aussi. Parce qu'il faut en louer un à chaque fois qu'ils font ce test-là. Par ceux qui font les tests d'eau.
I'll propose it.
Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Oui, Rice.
Yeah.
Abilil.
Oui.
Lutzias.
Oui.
Saint-Robert.
Yes.
C'est bon, je dis oui. Télémétrie, station pompage fluvial. So, this is the...
That's an update to the system that's already there?
Telemetry. Yeah. It's to... this is from... Solution.
The monitor, yeah, it's for the monitoring of the pump station and all the sensors that's in the tank.
And the flow meter, yes. And everything, because if the flow meter is installed, we need to have that information filtering through. And without this particular, your software, there's all kinds of stuff added to it. It's also going to give the information at a much faster pace and a more even pace, because right now, there's not enough information filtering through number one, and second, it's like once here and once there, this particular software and everything will give all the information needed to be able to make decisions if anything should happen, or even to inform the office that there may be a problem.
It's not calibrated properly either. Now, by the time it sends the alert out, we're already, the pumps are already shut down,
mm-hmm.
and people are already out of water.
That's right.
Moi, je veux m'assurer, Carole, que ça va aussi inclure la vérification que les sensors qui sont dans n'importe où sur ce circuit-là sont au bon endroit et fonctionnent bien. Ce n'est pas juste le software qu'on parle. Je veux m'assurer que ce prix-là comprend la vérification des sensors puis s'assurer qui répondent bien à la commande.
Yeah, it's got to be all the hardware too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oui.
Thank you, Joanne.
OK, c'est bon. Le vote, Joanne.
Est-ce qu'on peut le rajouter? que ça faut que ça faut qu'on confirme que ça soit.
J'ai ajouté une note pour assurer que le prix inclut la vérification de tous les sensors.
Parfait. Okay. Aussi, si faut ça, dire... c'est inclus, je vais voter pour.
Aussi, les dépenses là-dessus, ça tombe sur le programme TEC aussi. Donc,
j'ai voté pour. Ouais.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Anne Bélin.
Oui.
Ruth Pierre.
Oui.
Saint-Robert. Yes. Moi aussi, j'ai été. Donc, là, on est rendu. Il y a votre question.
Questions for
Environment? Attends, c'est fini. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Are there any questions for Environment?
Can we still talk about the garbage?
Yeah.
Oui. Is that truck all paid for? That that garbage truck?
De non?
Well, yeah, it was five years. It was ouais. 5 years.
Puis si nous, on le rajoute. Si nous, on le rajoute, c'est 25 000. Puis si on leur donne, ils nous retournent 65 000.
Est-ce qu'il est tout payé, là?
Oui. Il est supposé.
Fait que ça nous coûterait 25 000 pour l'acheter.
Est-ce quelqu'un qui l'a fait évaluer? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a valeur de ce camion-là? Ou c'est les autres qui ont dit ça?
Non, it wasn't evaluated. It's just that the bills that are coming in, that, like the maintenance bills, the repair bills.
No,
but what I mean is the truck is worth $125,000. I'm just guessing that.
Yeah.
Like they should be more than that for it.
Yeah, but that deal that was already
in the contract
when that was signed in early 2017, that price was already locked in. But the truck's been problematic, though. They had a lot of trouble with it, like I said, sensor-wise. Not really the engine or the transmission, but like wiring sensors.
That's the shaving in the roads.
Yeah. But even like little things like, I think a lot of it too is like a lack of maintenance, like slack adjuster. Shouldn't have to do slack adjusters on a truck that's 5 years old, but we have to do all the slack adjusters. You're on the third set of brakes. Rims, ABS sensor.
Maybe think it was a driver.
The fenders were falling off it, you know, like when our guys took it, the dash was falling out of it.
See, I used to take a day to do one section of the road, and they do the 2 seconds in one day.
That's why the fenders are falling off.
Pretty hard here.
That's why the fenders are falling off.
Yeah,
the dash and all
that's why the wiring and all that stuff is getting shook up too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But why was I let go like that? Why
we don't maintain the truck, Floyd?
No control whatsoever.
We just pay 60%.
That's right.
That's where it ends for us. That's why we have to pick up our own large article. Why we have to hire and rent a truck to pick up a large article.
Mm-hmm. Y a-t-il d'autres questions pour. Yes. Okay.
There's a problem on O'Sullivan and Quinn, the pickup area. There are actually a couple of problems, but one problem that has been a real pain this year is the bin, the large bin that the garbage is put into, the top doesn't close properly. And every raccoon in the county knows about that. So whenever it's just before garbage day, they all come over and they go through the garbage and they haul everything out of the bin so they can check it over. And then it's all over the place and the wind gets it, of course, and you know what happens. My question is, can we replace that bin or at least fix a lid?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Can you talk to Stephen about that? See if they can do something about the top?
Yeah, those bins don't belong to us anymore, if I understand correctly.
The steel ones?
Yeah, like once that, correct me if I'm wrong, but si je comprends bien, those bins are, we might have purchased them for it, but they're owned by or bought by the road or the business private, or the people. So we don't actually own those bins.
Can we find out how much it would cost just to at least see if the cover can be fixed and how much it would cost?
Is there still a problem back there? Are people going back there and dumping? I know you had that trouble last year.
Yes, it's an ongoing problem. And what makes it worse is when it sits for a long time, other people see it and think, I guess I can dump my junk there.
Yeah.
So it accumulates. In regard to the repair for the bin, the problem with the bin is the rod that hinges the lids. has been very badly bent. And that's why the lids are not closing properly. And we're looking at the cost of a rod, the length of the bin. Can't be a big cost.
No.
Just removing the old one, put a new rod in, the lid should close properly.
Maybe when I put it in the truck, if the lids were half open and they hit the top of the truck, it probably would have bent the rod.
That for people overload the bin there and force the lid to bend the rod, depending on the garbage you put in it.
Okay.
Well, so, that comes to the second of my questions. During the summer, when a lot of cottagers are out using their place, the bin isn't sufficient to take the garbage that's created. This time of year on, of course, you don't need the full capacity of what you got. But in the summer, we need a supplementary
bin
of some kind to hold the stuff. Can we use some of those plastic bins that other people are using?
Absolutely. If they're put out there in the turnaround, they'll pick them up, yeah.
But you wanted to use it for garbage or recycling?
I'm talking only about garbage now.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's different colors of bins.
If they put the garbage bin out beside the big bin and empty the big bin, and then think they assume they're going to empty the wheel bin too. Well, if they don't empty the garbage bin, then that's a whole other problem. Mm-hmm. They don't pick the bags outside, they should be picking up the bin.
Yes, they should.
See, the large article thing has been a problem since the beginning because they refuse to pick up the large article.
Well, I realize that.
That's why we've been picking it up at the dump truck. Sometimes we rented a truck from any flurry. But that's what we've been doing for 4 years, actually, is picking that stuff. And it creates a problem. You're absolutely right, because people see it. Then it
encourages others to do the same.
Schmady Paul is like that, up at Island Lake, behind the office here.
Yeah.
But getting back to the problem of the bin.
Yeah.
In the peak season for garbage, people continue to load stuff into the bin and the lids are wide open because they're overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can put a couple of the proper color garbage containers there in the summertime, I think people would learn to use those instead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll pass word to the people that if the bin is full, use the gray ones?
Yes.
Okay, there are two gray ones there now. Possibly next summer, a couple of extra would be useful.
Can we get the director of urbanism to look into that?
Yeah, again, I think it becomes purchased by the property owners purchasing. So it's not the municipality that purchases it.
Are there any here?
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. We have lots of blue ones, but we don't have enough gray ones.
It's actually cheaper if you go to some place like Renault Depot in Hall. If you do have a truck, they have the bigger one instead of the ones that the municipality gave out back then.
Will the people who collect the garbage pick them up? Well,
as long as they're gray or green, they'll get picked up. Yeah, maybe the black ones, they have like the dark black or dark gray or whatever, they'll be picked those up. The garbage, as long as they're not blue, they'll be picked up.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the agreement to buy the truck. If you're under mediation now, you lose the leverage of making this deal. In other words, you could say, hey, we'll let you have the truck if you'll give in on, say, these other 2 points you mediate.
The mediation is to get numbers that we've been asking for and to make sure that what they charged us on the budget was part of our responsibility to pay for.
Yeah. Well, it's more than that too, though. It's the Essex Quebec cut ball there, like the grant we get for recycling.
It's the numbers. We're looking for numbers.
Yeah. Exactly. Carol's been fighting with them for 4 years to get that grant money. It's ours. It should be coming to here.
I think
The original story was that they were managing that. Then a couple of weeks ago, they told you that, oh, they're not dealing with that
part anymore. They said part of it was our responsibility. They had a conversation with, anyways.
Then we magically got a $17,000 check from them, which covers a portion of it, but not all.
But it has nothing to do with the mediation. No, it doesn't, but
you still have to leverage. You know, you do what you want, guys, but you have leverage saying, you know, give in here a little bit. That's compromise, okay? But right now you're saying, here, take it.
The contract, though, the residual value of the truck was already predetermined in 2017. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that we'd have leverage to go and negotiate on that because we had the lawyer look into that several times.
Okay, so that's written in writing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. The residual of the truck, like whether we bought it or they bought it, that was all dealt with in early 2017.
Okay, next question.
The only leverage we would have is not to answer right now until...
Yeah, make them wait another month.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you guys to decide. What specs did you give to the compost tender in terms of, was it something like 40 pickups a year? At 1,050.
No, the specs for the first year was we were keeping the garbage pickup every week and compost once a week. Then to give people time to transition, on the second year, it would be garbage pickup every other week and compost would take over the other pickups from the garbage.
So every week is 52.
Yeah, in the second year.
52.
Well, the first year and then.
52 compost pickups a year?
Yeah. For the first year.
Yeah. I've checked.
Compost always every week. It was garbage that would reduce in the after
the second year.
In the second year, third season type of thing.
Last week, I checked with the other communities are doing this from 39 to 43 compost pickups. No one's higher than 43. The other point I would make is that...
I don't know that because I know they were increasing their compost pickups in the summer months and decreasing in the winter. that's what I understood.
But their schedules for doing all of that are on their sites.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through them all.
Okay.
None of them are higher than 43. Secondly, low, as you know, is
every 2 weeks, that's on.
Low is a different type of mix. We're a lot more farming communities. We've already been doing a lot of composting, more so than other communities, I think. And out of 1,000 pickups or possibilities, I think we'll have less than 200. That's insane. I'm glad you're only going for a year, but whoever's going to put the bids in is going to make money on the compost runs. The last point I want to make is we gave our inspector or the office the direction to give the addresses for compost bin deliveries to the MRC.
Oh. Pardon me?
Someone gave the MRC the addresses to deliver the compost bins to the low.
The MRC requested...
They made a request directly to the office.
Yeah, the DG and the inspector back then,
mm-hmm.
They sent the list of addresses.
Not involved or oversaw it?
No.
We're not into the day-to-day operation of the office.
No, but there's, you know... Would you agree that was well done?
Not all the information was filtered through properly, I think. As far as our inspector, he gave the information that was asked of him. But as far as the delivery of the bins, it wasn't respected according to the list that was sent. So. Keep in mind that the company that delivered them were from Montreal, so they had no idea what was going on in here.
How are you going to rectify that?
Well, that's going to be in the future. We're going to have to sit down and go over the list and see which part was missed.
But because the bin delivery should be the MRC's problem.
Yeah, it is theirs. It is theirs. It's not us.
But it's not only our municipality.
No, we're not the only ones. There's some people. There's some municipalities. I think there was one that they had 400 bins missing. So another municipality had 400 handy because they weren't putting it out at that time because their cottagers hadn't arrived. So they lent them to the other municipality and then ended up not having bins for their cottagers because they came in too late. So obviously it's not a perfect setup.
How are you going to charge citizens?
The bins are $34. I think it's $34, and then the kitchen bin I think was something like $6 or $7.
That's right.
Something. And
the delivery of the bins, though, Carol, like that side of things, that should be the MRC that deals with that.
Well,
you have nothing
course.
To do with any of that.
No, because there's some people didn't even get any, like on private roads and such, because I was surprised.
The MRC is waiting for our dispatch to see who didn't get any.
But the only problem is, and we don't have the personnel to do that, is to go on all the roads to find out where the bins are missing.
Right.
I don't feel that, you know, we don't have the manpower for that.
No, they took all the competency to buy them and deliver them. They should be looking into this themselves.
Yeah.
Did you receive one? Send it back.
The point is, though, is they took the competency to buy the bins and deliver the bins, so they have to look after.
Absolutely.
So what do you do? That's my point. Have you discussed it with the MRC as to what they are going to do to rectify it?
Actually, we discussed a little bit, like Joanne's right, we did mention that we were going to send in a sort of a information notice asking people if they've received a bin, if not, if they still want one to advise the office so that we have correct numbers. We don't want us getting a pile of bins that we don't need. You know, I'd rather be more accurate in knowing how many people want a bin and if they're going, you know, so that if we give an order, we're not going to get overcharged.
That's right. So if you don't want a bin, you don't have to have one?
Well, eventually everybody has to have a bin, but for now we're not going to...
everybody's paying for it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's going to end up paying for it anyway, bin or no bin. So if we don't have any other questions, we'll move on to urban planning.
Well, just one more story. I'm sorry.
Have that? Oh, sorry.
One last one. Do you know the total tonnage of garbage?
Just off the top of my head, for garbage, we're around 454 tons a year. That was last count for 2020. And we have 108 tons of recycling.
So the MRC's literature says that about 40% of garbage contains compost. And that's relative to what I've read that in Canadian literature too. Do you have an agreement with them in terms of what they're expecting?
What they're expecting?
Yeah, how much is our garbage to be reduced by the removal of compost?
I'd have to go back to my documents, Mr. Conley. I don't remember offhand.
They didn't supply us with a study, and the study wasn't like what the study was
they
proposed.
Couldn't.
By that company from up north there?
Yeah, but you can't.
The numbers that the municipalities are doing composting right now does not match that study at all.
No, because you have to understand, like I said before, they started composting early last year.
I'll check in my email there, Steve, but we definitely got like Sandy Knoll or something like that, I think, had done a study for the MRC.
Anyways, my point is that we can't rely on the numbers that came in out of last year because, first of all, a lot of people, yes, the garbage didn't go down, but it's mostly attributed to the fact that we were in COVID, people were at home, they were cleaning their houses. It didn't change the numbers as far as the garbage tonnage because of that. The composting went well, as far as we're told, as the numbers that are going in, because they have the tonnage for every time that they're depositing at the eco over at the eco center. I call eco center, but you know where I mean, MCAS. And so there's the difference right there. So the thinking is now that COVID is kind of, people are out and about and they're back to work and they're not cleaning their houses anymore because they've done it all last year during the months that they were cooped up. There's going to be a difference in this year's numbers for sure.
But are you setting a target with the MRC?
We haven't set a target.
There's no target right now because right now, no. Because of what hit last year.
A lot of people didn't even come to their cottages, so you have that.
There was some were they came to their cottages just before COVID hit and they got stuck there. They didn't leave. So, people that were able to do that. Anyway, so that's basically where the difference in the numbers are.
We don't have
the they're not accurate.
I don't disagree. But how do you establish an agreement with the MRC that's reasonable so you don't get beat up? You're not producing.
I can't answer that right now. I'll be honest with you, I can't answer what you're
asking. It's really amazing in general that the MRC would proceed with 17 communities and there isn't an understanding of what the objective is.
Well, the objective was presented by Sonny Nell.
Yeah, but it's worse than that because at the beginning they were supposed to take over garbage, recycling, and compost collection. And then that all fell through. And then they just decided to bull ahead with compost and nothing else. So the whole project from the beginning was flawed. Every way we look at it, it was flawed.
I've read that report, but why proceed without saying, okay, MRC, you got to sit down. The Environment Committee, okay? What is the Environment Committee doing to fix this chaos, let's say?
The Environment Committee would not sit with the MRC unless they got the go from the council. So if somebody needs to talk to the MRC, it's the council that talks to the MRC, not an Environment Committee.
Not your Environment Committee, the MRC Environment Committee, okay? Which reports into the MRC mayors, of which our mayor is one. What are they doing to get on top of this? Everything from bins to setting targets that we can understand and agree with.
They understand that there have been mayors and myself that voice our opinions as far as not having the right numbers for.
But isn't that an MRC issue?
I mean, that's somebody's asking, yes, though, Carol. He's asking about targets and what are you doing to get some targets so people know what we're looking for, what we're aiming for.
Well, you know yourself, Justine.
What he's asking, though, is what are you doing with the MRC?
There's right now, nothing.
For a target to reach for how much you're asking.
They're working on plans, but there's no targets maintained right now or set.
But that's what he's been asking for 10 minutes. It's what you just said there.
Will there be?
Pardon me? Well, I'm hoping there will be because, I mean, after all, I know they extended the
start of the program
till March 31st next year.
Yeah, but even so, if you don't have any targets, signature. So what?
Well, maybe they're waiting to get some numbers before saying, okay, we're expecting at least that much to come in. It's a first for many municipalities, yes. And the MRC.
Sure it is.
It's a learning curve for everyone because
you need to create a baseline.
You just said maybe who knows?
Nobody knows.
Where's the act being put together for all this? Starts at the MRC, but we need to demand that they get their act together so we understand because it affects what we're budgeting for and the performance of the community. We don't have a target. a year or two after the stuff was supposed to, was talked about, we're not even close.
Can you commit to looking into that? Yeah. Well, no, we'll go up there and ask them what their vision is, what their projection is, and how much they think we're going to do. Come back, and then Mr. Conley will ask you again next month, and you'll have an answer for him.
This is exactly what I asked the Environment Committee up there. Can I get a mise en demeure? That's all I asked.
Like, it's that simple, really. Just see if they have anything planned, what their forecast is going to be, and that's all you can do for them. Right?
Yeah.
OK, là, on va avancer. On va faire urbanisme ou urban planning.
So we have a lot of exchange of emails with the urban planning specialist. We are moving forward with the urban plan with all the bylaws that are coming back. We do have to upgrade our bylaws because there's a lot of stuff that changed since 1992. We did add here and there a bylaw or two, but we're refurbishing every bylaw. So we'll deposit a package of bylaw. Well, somebody will deposit a package of bylaw in the near future.
Fait qu'on a eu plusieurs échanges de courriels. On travaille toujours sur le plan d'urbanisme. On a eu des échanges de courriels avec la firme d'urbanisme. Le plan, ils vont avoir terminé la map puis le zonage, puis une partie des règlements, de la réglementation. Nous avions besoin de reformuler et mettre à date notre réglementation. Habituellement, on fait ça en même temps que le plan d'urbanisme, mais il faut que j'avoue que les plans d'urbanisme, habituellement, c'est autour de 8 à 10 ans. Puis là, ça fait depuis 93, ça fait qu'il y avait certains règlements qu'on travaille avec qui ne sont pas complètement mis à jour. Fait que ça va faire du bien de reformuler puis retourner avec tous les nouveaux règlements. Ça va être plus facile aussi pour l'inspecteur puis le directeur d'urbanisme à suivre les directives puis expliquer aussi aux gens. Il va y avoir une homogénéité avec qu'est-ce que tu retrouves sur l'Internet ailleurs puis qu'est-ce qu'on va retrouver ici à l'eau. Fait que là, on est en train de passer au travers puis ajouter ou enlever certains articles pour éventuellement faire un dépôt de règlement. Puis après ça, ça va passer au travers du processus, puis ça va finir par être adopté.
Merci. Bon. On va aller à demande de support à la CPTAC 2021-9. So request for support from CPTAQ for 2021-09.
Je vais
voir où on s'accueille. Le
vote
sur un maillot.
Oui.
Andrea.
Wait.
Victoria.
Wait.
Saint-Robert. Yes. Et je t'ai dit. Demande de support à la nomination d'un chemin privé. Donc, c'est pour nommer un chemin privé, puis il faut passer la résolution pour que ça aille à la commission de l'État fédéral.
Je propose. Oh,
it's the name, a new private road up in Venosta. It's a new development. So the owners asked to name the road.
So we're naming the road, we're passing the resolution, and then it's sent off to commission de l'État.
They have to have our resolution before toponymy accepted.
That's right.
So je propose.
I'll second it.
Maureen seconded already.
Joanne Campbell.
Wait.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Anne Belin.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
Cher Robert. Yes. Moi Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Are there any questions for urban planning? No.
Well, before we run out of time, just you keep mentioning Thursday. What's Thursday?
Well,
we'll need to have a special meeting.
And it will be on Thursday?
We have no choice. It's the last day that we can.
Friday at 4:30.
Or actually Friday at 4:30 is the last day.
Are you making a meeting Friday or Thursday?
No, it's going to be Thursday. But your last day to sit as council is Friday at 4:30.
Communication, culture.
Okay, so on the communication, so recreation, communication, and culture. Dépôt de la part du comité de loisirs.
No. On a parlé du parc, là, mais il n'y a pas eu rien de concret de fait.
OK. Formulaire de participation et répartition du budget de la cotisation spéciale pour le réseau vidéo de l'Outaouais pour 2022.
It's our
participation into the library. Yeah, the form of budget breakdown for the special contribution with Vibio Interway Network for 2022.
I'll
second it. Okay, so Luc, just
wait.
Maureen Rice.
Yeah.
Anne Billion.
Wait.
Luc Tiguel.
Wait.
Chef Robert. Moi aussi. Est-ce des questions pour.
Ah, attends une minute. On a demandé qu'on passe une résolution qui demande à la MSC.
La traduction.
La traduction.
Il y a plus de documents.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we add to that too? That we sent to the other councils in the area for support?
Des documents qui s'en vont aux citoyens.
That's a resolution for ask the MRC to translate any document that's going to be sent out, like communications to citizens.
I'll propose
that. And I'm asking too that it be sent to the other councils and the MRC for support.
Yeah, I'll second it.
So, Maureen?
This is the fourth time we do this in 4 years.
Yeah. Mrs. Owens, could you knock off the boxes and join Mayhi?
Wait.
Maureen Rice?
Yeah.
Anne Billy?
Wait.
Luc Vierge?
Wait.
Christian Robert?
Yes.
Et moi, je dis oui aussi. Donc, si là, est-ce qu'on a des questions? Are there any questions? Yes.
I know it's more MRC related, but I was asked last week by some residents of Lake Bernard why, or like what the issue is with getting, like why they can't cross the bridge on their skidoos down here, just behind.
It's not rugged either. C'est pas assez solide pour
la personne.
Non,
c'est
pas.
The problem is the width. The two skidoos can't meet on the bridge.
No.
Because it's not wide enough to pass two skidoos, therefore they cannot, that particular portion is closed.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Starts and
closed from there, so.
But it's late, that's the problem.
So they can go, so there's no way for anybody to go south from low.
No.
You'd have to go down further.
Okay. With the skiing,
yeah.
$275,000 for the bridge.
Okay. So, if there are no other questions, we will.
I have a question. That tree down there, is there anyone we know about that?
I'm sorry?
That tree down behind my place here, is there anyone we know about that?
We have a date. Can you ask me that question tomorrow and I'll give you the exact date? But they confirmed.
Okay.
I want to say something like 12, but if you.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Before you close, I just wanted to say un gros merci à Anne Bellil pour ta service pendant les dernières années.
Ben, merci.
To all of you for your service. Thank you all very much. Congratulations, Carol, Luc, Lee, on your acclamations.
Thank you.
Merci.
Okay.
proposed?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, is that just now or Maureen for a second?
You can just say for a second.
Yes. Tomorrow, to pull my kit, because there's no goddamn.